Be with you.
And with your spirit.
Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
The angel Gabriel was sent from God to a town of Galilee called Nazareth, the virgin betrothed to a man named Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And coming to her, he said, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at what was said, and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give him the throne of David, his father, and he will rule over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." But Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I have no relations with a man?" And the angel said to her in reply, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age, and this is the sixth month for her who was called barren. For nothing will be impossible for God." Mary said, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her. Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Our Heavenly Mother is immaculate because she is the first one, what according to Saint Pope John Paul II, the first tabernacle on earth. Jesus is the first stay in his womb. And we too, we are also a living tabernacle of Jesus. We receive daily the body of Christ. We have to live like our Heavenly Mother, pure, pure of intention, pure in what we are doing for the glory of God, in the will of God. That's most important. And that's how we can be. Although we are not immaculate, but we can be like our Heavenly Mother, the living tabernacle of the Eucharist. Please stand. I believe in God,